The findings were based on interviews with survivors of sexual abuse and their relatives, social and health workers, and federal, state, and tribal law enforcement officials. The report also cites U.S. Department of Justice figures that show more than one-third of Native American and Alaska Native women will be raped during their lifetime, compared to less than 1 in 5 for the U.S. as a whole. And research also shows many victims don't report their attacker, often for fear of retribution or shame.
Because on small reservations like ours, everybody knows everybody, and a lot of people are related.
Rosemary James is a Menominee tribal member who's worked with domestic violence victims on her reservation. She says Amnesty International's findings don't surprise her. She says part of the problem is that Native women may not know how to get help, police officials may not take her seriously, or factors of location and race can complicate the situation.
It can go in so many different directions, and I believe the most difficult case is the one where a non-Native commits a crime against a Native woman on reservation. They can't prosecute.
Another Justice Department figure shows that in at least 86% of reported cases of rape or sexual assault against Native women, the perpetrators were non-Indian. And in 50% of reported rape cases, Native women said they suffered physical injuries compared to 30% for American women in general. James and other victims' advocates say more education about sexual violence can help, as well as helping Native women identify resources to protect them against abuse. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.